From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. And joining us is Puzzle Master Will Shortz. Hey, Will.
Hi, Leanne. How are you doing?
I'm well. Isn't it getting to be close to crossword puzzle tournament time?
It is just 4 weeks from this weekend. And, of course, you'll be there. Really looking forward to that. And I'll tell you two other cool things about the championship. One is we're going to have a panel discussion on crossword blogging. There's now at least 5 daily blogs about the New York Times crossword in particular, and the people who run those are going to be there and talk about it. And our special guest is Tetsuya Miyamoto from Yokohama, Japan. He's invented a new puzzle called Kenken, which has just been released, and he's going to present the prizes on Sunday.
How cool. Excellent. Well, let's get to our little corner of the puzzle world. What was the challenge you left us with last week?
Yes, I said, think of a word that starts and ends with the letter M, as in Mary. Drop the first M, insert an O somewhere, and you'll get a new word that means the same thing. What words are these? They are maxim and axiom.
Our listeners did well on this one. We had more than 2,300 correct entries, and from those entries, we randomly selected Jesse Rice of Dallas, Oregon, to play today. Hi, Jesse.
Hi, Liam.
I didn't even know there was a Dallas, Oregon.
Yep, most people don't.
Really? I understand you're from Texas, though, right?
Dallas, Texas.
No kidding. Did you deliberately pick Dallas, Oregon to sort of make it feel like home?
Actually, I didn't.
The luck of the draw, huh?
It was an accident.
How long did it take you to solve the puzzle?
Not long at all, really about 1 or 2 minutes.
Wow. How long have you been playing?
I've been listening for about a year, probably only playing and entering for a month or two.
Uh-huh. So last week we had someone who'd been playing since the early postcard days, and today we've got someone who just joined us. Well, we're glad to have you, and are you ready to play? Have some fun?
Yeah, I think so.
All right, Will, meet Jesse. Let's play.
All right, Jesse. As you know, tonight's Super Bowl features the Steelers versus the Cardinals. In today's puzzle, every answer is a familiar two-word phrase in which one word starts with S-T, as in Steelers, and the other starts C-A, as in Cardinals. And the words can be in either order.
Okay.
For example, if I said people who work for a political candidate, you would say campaign staff. C-A and S-T. All right, here's number one, a racing vehicle.
Stock car.
Stock car is right. Number two, book listing prices for philatelists.
Stamp catalog.
That's right. What Juneau is to Alaska.
State capital.
That's right. Place to buy chocolates and peppermint sticks.
Candy store.
Right. An antique elevator compartment. It's also a contraption that a shark hunter might dive in.
Some sort of cage.
Yeah, what kind? What's it made of?
Steel.
Steel cage, is it. What Bugs Bunny munches on?
Carrot stick.
That's it. Long-running adventure comic strip by Milton Caniff.
I have no idea.
This went like from the 1930s to the 80s, but maybe it's before your time. It's Steve Canyon.
Oh.
All right, try this. 1960s, 70s singer, now known as Yusuf Islam.
Cat Stevens.
Yeah.
Cat Stevens, good one. Complete the title, The Blank of Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. So maybe I stumped you both. Do you know, Leanne?
I'm going to guess. The Strange Case?
Strange Case. Good
really?
Job.
Oh, wow.
Good one. Try this. A worker who makes beds and cleans rooms on a cruise ship.
Cabin something?
Cabin something, yeah.
Steward?
Yeah.
Cabin steward. Good. There's two heads working together. Try this. A knitted piece of headwear that you pull over your head. And a bank robber might wear one to hide his identity.
Something cap.
Yes.
Stocking cap?
Stocking cap,
really?
Good.
Okay.
An ownerless feline.
Stray cat.
That's right. And your last one, what someone who can eat large quantities of spicy food without getting heartburn is said to have.
Something stomach.
Yeah.
Yes, what kind? Oh, you got the important part, Leanne.
What, cast iron?
Cast iron stomach.
Oh,
good
my
job.
Goodness. Oh, Jesse, we really made a team here. It's hard when there are cultural references, you know, and you know, you're not quite there. So sometimes guesses really help. You did well. And to tell you what you're going to take away from playing our puzzle today, we actually have someone who in many ways is famous for being on a game show. And actually, he's a character in the movie Slumdog Millionaire. He was a contestant, his character on the Indian version of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. And his character is accused of cheating. So here's actor Dev Patel with a very honest reading of what you're going to take home.
Do I just bash it out now? Okay, let's do it. For playing our puzzle today, you'll get a weekend edition lapel pin, the 11th edition of Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary and Thesaurus, the Scrabble Deluxe Edition from Parker Brothers, the Puzzle Master presents from Random House Volume 2, Will Shorts' latest book series, Will Shorts Presents Ken, which I have no idea what that is, volumes 1, 2, and 3 from St. Martin's Press, and one of Will Shorts' Puzzle Master decks of riddles and challenges from Chronicle Books. Cheers. Have a great day. Bye.
Oh, that's good. He doesn't know what Ken is. Someday we'll have to ask you what Ken is, Will. And I'll just tell our listeners an interview that we did with Dev Patel is coming up. So, Jesse, what do you think?
Oh, it's wonderful. I can't wait to see the movie. I haven't seen it yet.
Oh, I think you'll love it. I think you'll love it. And listen in later for the interview that we do with him. And before we say goodbye, Jesse, tell us what member station you listen to.
KOPB-FM and KOAC-AM.
Excellent. Jesse Rice of Dallas, Oregon. Thanks a lot for playing our puzzle today. You were fabulous.
Thank you.
All right. Will, we need a challenge for next week.
Yes, it comes from listener Doug Heller of Flowertown, Pennsylvania. Think of a famous living woman whose first and last names are each accented on the second syllable. Say the second syllable of her last name, followed by the second syllable of her first name, and phonetically you'll get a word meaning very attractive woman. Who is it? So again, a famous living woman, her first and last names are each accented on the second syllable. Say the second syllable of her last name, followed by the second syllable of her first name, and phonetically, you get a word meaning very attractive woman. What famous woman is this?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Only one entry per person, please. Our deadline this week is Thursday, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time, and we'll call you if you're the winner, and you'll get to play Puzzle on the Air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shorts. Will, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Leanne.